Jeremiah chapter 13. Thus says Yahweh to me, Go, and get yourself a linen girdle, and put it upon your loins, and do not put it in water. So I got a girdle, according to the word of Yahweh, put it upon my loins. And the word of Yahweh came to me the second time, saying, Take the girdle that you have gotten, which is upon your loins, and rise up, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. And so I went, and I hid it near the Euphrates, as Yahweh commanded me. And it came to pass, after many days, that Yahweh said to me, Rise up, and go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from there, which I commanded you to hide. I went to the Euphrates, and dug, and took the girdle away from the place where I had hidden it. And look, the girdle was marred, it was profitable for nothing. And then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh, After this manner will I mar the pride of Yehuda, and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other Elohim to serve them and to worship them, will even be like this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave to me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Yehuda, says Yahweh, so that they might be to me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for an honor, but they would not hear. Therefore you will speak to them this word. Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, every bottle will be filled with wine, and they will say to you, Do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? And then you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh, Understand, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. I'll dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says Yahweh. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but I will destroy them. Hear, and give ear. Do not be proud, for Yahweh has spoken. Give honor to Yahweh, your Elohim, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it gross darkness. But if you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye will weep sore and run down with tears because Yahweh's flock is carried away captive. Say to the king and to the queen, Humble yourselves, sit down, for your principalities will come down, even the crown of your beauty. The cities of the south will be shut up, and no one will open them. Yehuda will be carried away captive, all of it. It will be totally carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and look at those that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he will punish you? For you have taught them to be captains, and as chief over you, will not sorrows take you like a woman is taken in travail? And if you say in your heart, For what reason do these things come upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity are your skirts discovered, and your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. For this reason will I scatter them like the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measure from me, says Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. For this reason I will discover your skirts upon your face so that your shame can appear. I have seen your adulteries and your neighings and the lewdness of your whoredom and your abominations on the hills and the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! Will you not be made clean like it once was? End of chapter.